All right, well, that magma didn't work out well, but we did accomplish something because we needed to take care of some technical problems here, and as I had said, I'd run out of music, and I should just roll on and give the impression that magma rules, but it doesn't. I got to be honest. So we're all set. I do have something nice to finish out the show here. To you magma fans, I apologize for what I've said in the final portion of the program here. Nat King Cole Trio. Hey, this is a true story. I lived in Maplewood. I grew up in Maplewood. And in the 50s, we got a call from Nat King Cole's band. I guess they dialed the wrong number. And they were looking for Nat, and they were desperate. And obviously, we couldn't help. My mom was on the phone, and I was pretty little, very little. But I do remember my mom trying to tell them that she couldn't help them locate Nat King Cole. I thought that was an interesting story to tell you. Let's listen to Nat now here at WFMU FM.
A very quiet boy they call the lonely one. There's sorrow in his face and sadness in his eyes, and if you look into the heart within the lonely one, you'll find it's been deceived by broken vows and lies. Is it good to have pride with a longing to hide all your heartaches and fears? Is it wise to be cold and to struggle to hold back the tears? If you could only see the boy they call the lonely one, you'd know that since you're gone, the lonely one is me. To hide all your heartaches and fears? Is it wise to be cold and to struggle to hold back the tears? If you could only see the boy they call the lonely one, you'd know that since you're gone, the lonely one is me. You'd
know that since you're gone, the lonely one is me.
Nat King Cole, and another wonderful CD premium by one of the WFMU DJs. But it was Joe Magasco, again from Blue Interlude. How about that? Play two from it. Joe, you rule. Nat King Cole. All right, I'm out of time. Got to make way for Hardy White, the wonderful and amazing talent of Hardy White, to assist me in this this feat. Gaylord is...
I'm coming over, Jim.
He's creeping here, and...
All right. Got to make that window small.
Okay.
Give the legal ID while I do this.
Oh, yeah. Let me get the clown glasses.
All right.
WFMU in East Orange. We know that. WMFU in Mount Hope. That's odd. That's weird. But in New York City and Rockland County and 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
I'd like to say that, in our opinion, it is not suitable for children or for those of you who may have a nervous disposition.
Happy holidays from our family to yours. We never done with the WFMU. Shep Jive, everybody.
Shep Jive. Shep Jive.
It's the Hardy White Christmas and Other Holiday Special. Starring Hardy White and his guests. Butchie Spinoza, Lou Register, Don Bourgeoisie, the Hardy White Players, Jazz Dak and Fleeto Hindkiss, the Mawbang Sisters, Artie Greavy and his waltzing pot.
Oh, dang it! Oh, what the heck, dang it!
What was that?
Oh, I dropped the giant Christmas ornament I got from Giant World. And then I turned around real fast, and my crystal hat flew off my head.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get a dustpan. Wait, Spiny will lick it up. He loves broken glass.
I guess skeleton dogs can eat what they want.
Clean it up, Spiny. Clean it up, boy. Well, it's still a joyful time.
It is, and I wish you guys joy.
I wish joy to the tree. Joy to the tree?
Yeah, what do you mean?
We wish joy to the world. And to you and to me, why not joy to the tree, joy to the tree? We wish joy to the fishes in the vast blue sea. So joy to the tree from me.
We put balls on it and enjoy its gaiety. And wish joy to the tree, joy to the tree.
It does fill me up with happiness and glee.
Joy to the tree from me.
Winter times, bitter times, darkness and cold. The walls closing in, bleak and it's grim. But my fine tree is a candle I employ. Its green goodness brings all of us joy. Joy to New Jersey and Tallahassee.
Joy to the tree. Joy to the tree.
Joy to the shop clerks who irritate me.
Joy to the tree
from me.
Joy to David Bowie and that lady on TV.
Joy?
Joy to the tree.
And joy to you, friends.
And your tree.
Merry Christmas from our family to yours.
I hate modern Christmas songs.
Why, Butch?
Because there was only ever a need for about a dozen Christmas songs. They got wrote, and we should close the books. No more badges issued, stopping with White Christmas.
Well, what about Sir Paul of McCartney's simply cutting a wonderful Christmas time in half?
I think it's called simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Oh, same thing.
No, it ends in the 30s.
Well, what about Run DMC's Christmas in Hollis? I know it's technically not a Christmas song, but it was in the movie Die Hard, and that's a Christmas movie.
No new Christmas songs.
Not even your song? I Almost Slept Through Christmas?
Well, come on, sing it for us, won't you, Butchie? All right, if you're gonna twist my arm. I almost slept through Christmas. I almost dreamed the day away. I almost slept through Christmas. That's how I spent my day. I almost slept through Christmas. I know that sounds insane, but you should know my wishes before you all complain. If you knew what I was dreaming, then you'd surely understand. There's something better than Christmas, and those are dreams of you. I could spend the best day feeling that I'm holding on to your hand. There's something better than Christmas, and those are dreams of us too. I almost slept through Christmas, but I don't blame myself. There's something better than stockings and presents and elves upon shelves. I almost slept through Christmas because I had already arrived at the place in my heart, the place in my heart where the world comes alive. Oh, dreams of you. I said, what's going on? Where's the music?
I think the lip sync machine must have conked out. We can do other stuff.
You want to listen to records?
Yeah, let's listen to records.
I know. Let's play A Very Krampus Christmas.
Oh, I love it.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Hey, Mrs. Lucas. Your Christmas decorations look really good. Yeah. All right. Thank you for the cookie. Merry Christmas. Film. Oh, in a good way. Christmas Bill, Merry Christmas. My feast, oh, the triumphs of your hopes. Have some fear cookies. Merry Christmas. Love it. What are you supposed to be? Oh, it's not a costume. Sorry, same. I get that a lot.
The world is blind. The world is blind. The world is blind.
The world is blind. The world is whack. That's
That's a fact. I looked it up in a stack of crack magazines a while back. You said Hoboken. I thought you said Hackensack. In that case, here's a Big Mac and a pack of Phillips Golden Blacks. I can hear your lips smack. I can hear your heart attack. You don't lack subtlety, fellow School of Hard Knocks faculty buddy. What'd you think was going to transact? Anyway, Jack, I got clackers from the 70s going to smack your skull, send a crack down the side like a fontanelle or a Liberty Bell. I'm going to goof on your product's name like a Spiegelman Wacky Pack. Like I'll say iCAC for iMac or Star Burps with a pick of a guy belching Alpha Centauri. Sorry, not sorry. If it hurts, you should use it more. Go have a light snack and eat a lamp. Hardcore fakers lie on beds of liquid nails, shaking to make it look like a trance. Tip, stamp your website on your old business cards instead of printing more. Lick the floor like a beagle if you're bored. I got more, but there's a time limit for reasons I'll ignore. Suffice it to say, I like it that way. Nice of you to stay. Most leave by now. Hey, there's a thing after the gig if you've no big plans, with wigs and fans and French royalty sands, suntans and pants even. If you don't leave early evening and can make it to the part where the king gets naked. Man, the world is whack. The world is whack. Morning.
Morning.
How's your new brand of coffee, Lou?
I am loving this right here. Not. How you doing? No.
You're confusing me a bit, Lou.
Oh, I'm trying to be a good friend.
Explain.
Well, I thought maybe I'm not a good enough friend, so I started to do some research and found a whole show called Friends. And some things I think we aren't doing right. Half the time we should be taking our coffee in a cafe to break things up a bit. Also, we should be in a nicer apartment at this stage in our lives. And we never cavort. I don't really cavort. Like, you know, in a fountain. And none of us have catchphrases. Shut up. Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's mine, I think. Oh, yeah, or maybe yins need to shut up. Hardy, you have, well, hello.
I haven't used well, hello in a long time.
I'm trying to come up with a catchphrase for myself. I'm thinking about either, I'm sad my grandma's dead, or, I'm sorry, I thought you were done.
You don't need a catchphrase to be a good friend.
That's a good one. Can I use that, or is that yours? My uncle told me a friend in need is a friend indeed, but not in thought. Also, who needs needy friends? I want friends you want, not need. A friend in want is a friend I want. Oh, you rhymed want and want. Brilliant.
Here's a rap you'll like, then. I think Lou is a jerk. He is a jerk. Everything about this jerk is work. His chicken is jerk. His lift, clean and jerk. See jerk, he jerk, need jerk, jerk.
Oh, I get it.
I think you're a fine friend and don't need TV shows or the like to improve. You're kind and helpful and caring and loyal.
So, we're all friends. I sure do love you guys.
I hate when you do the sincerity thing because you force me to let down my defenses and that is dangerous to me. I think it adds to the adventure of life if you aren't sure we're friends.
See the lady, put a hat on a baby. Maybe lately, I've been thinking about skating in shape lately.
Someone tagged a train in 70s Brooklyn. Why bother? Welcome back, Cotter. The Brooklyn crane is flying, and I don't mind dying. Laundry on a line. I'm frightened, you can have it, I'm through with it. West Brighton Beach Avenue, got to do with it. Welcome back, Cotter. Welcome back, Cotter. Welcome back, Cotter. 70s Bensonhurst, male nipples on point, rolling a tight pinner joint. Welcome back, Cotter. No one I know has a father. Welcome back, Cotter. Welcome back, Cotter. Welcome back, Cotter.
Thank you. Bambi's Dream Police Headquarters is yours to explore.
Book 'em and throw 'em in the can.
Pretend you run your very own law enforcement agency.
I'm forever typing up reports. They call this police work?
Decorate your precinct. Customize your squad.
This cell is pretty.
Bambi's Dream Police Station and Dream Big House sold separately. FMT Thursdays got a lot going on. Jemmy and Roger aren't the only new parents in Rockledge, and that can't be good for business.
These are not all our babies.
The Mango Express only has one captain, and Pinto ain't it.
Pinto, stay in your lane.
I'm sorry.
And there's nothing groovier than record factories, and Max is the grooviest record producer at Platt's Brewery. How am I not famous? All this and more on FMU Thursday. It's gotta sting.
On Dinkus's Pride, Dinkus is torn between the love of his family and his dreams of chasing the stars.
I'm going to the stars. It's what makes me happy.
Until fate intervenes.
Your mother is sick, Dinkus.
And on a brand new episode of There and Mac Again, JC gets a taste of his own medicine.
Oh, this is terrible.
I know. I made it.
And Ed ain't gonna like it. Dinkus and There and Mac Again, back to back. It's gonna be a TBC Sunday night.
Nothing is easy. Some things take time. Thinking about you seems like you've turned inside. Walking the same road and kicking up stones. I had a dream I saw you. I hope it goes on. 'Cause I am the one for you. I know you better than you do. You fell from a cloud and I loved you. All I want to do is ask you, do you love me? Yes, you do. Give me 100,000 reasons to say I do.
I think I could write for you in your vernacular because of...
But what is my vernacular?
Well, because I hang out with...
Yeah, but what is my vernacular? What are you talking about?
Well, like this hug is all in my yolk.
Right, Dick. What are you talking about?
This hug is all in my yolk. 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 This hug is all in my yolk.
Tony Rankokas. Ricky Melba. Billy Diapers. Joey Sweats. Mickey Rice Checks. Maud Sticky. Leslie Hat Smells. Jim Product. Alana Mintz.
Do you mean Elena?
Whatever.
Timmy Maps.
Ann Canapes.
Mike Popup.
Tony Flatworm.
Grace Track.
Petey Pine Nut.
Jackie Clams.
Jerry Fitzmost.
Billy Slacks.
Ginny Foist.
Carl Wastes.
Ted Rebar.
Antoinette Peep.
Marty Letts.
Amita Alou.
Oh, Omar Potato.
Sally Cramps.
Davy Keeper.
Irv Tallytote.
Mary Shuffles.
Jack Pillow.
Johnny Oil.
Marita Shrimp.
Kate Rents.
Al Drinkbag.
Scott Krupp.
Jackson Mask.
Sammy Blanket.
Joanne Stonefruit.
Todd Plum.
Alice Grab.
Larry Pep. What are you guys doing?
Oh, we're playing a game we play.
What, will you make up funny names?
No.
So they're real names?
Ha!
It's hard to explain.
Oh, come on.
Well, you gotta figure it out on your own.
Try me. Maybe I can figure it out.
All right.
So you go, and then I'll try.
Okay. Joey Seedling.
Mickey Plants.
Not even close.
What?
Yeah, that was... Look, next time we play, just listen really closely. You'll figure it out.
No, he won't. Please, give me a hint.
I'll let you try again. How about that?
Okay.
Lenny Traffic.
Good one, Butch.
Diane Lint.
What?
I think you're just randomly saying things. Take your time and you'll see a pattern.
Oh, please let me try again.
Come on, this is a waste of time.
Why can't you just face that there might be some things you just don't get?
But, I mean, if you guys get it...
Whoa!
Careful.
Because we're stupid?
No, that's not what I meant.
How could stupid guys get it when you can't?
I'm sure if you explain the rules to me, I'll understand how to play. It's just that it's hard to figure out just hearing the solutions without knowing the problem.
What if I told you there were no rules? That it was just a matter of us knowing if it feels right?
Or what if there are rules and they're so simple you'll feel like a fool if you ever figure them out?
Or so complicated you might never figure them out? Listen, just sleep on it. Maybe it'll come to you in a dream.
He was trapped inside a stationery store and he was high. So he wandered round the aisles, he was looking in the mind. And he saw some envelopes inside a box of different shapes. So he crawled inside of one and then everything began to change. He was falling into a world where things were very strange. And everybody was a different type of envelope. Land. Falling, he was going to envelope land. Falling. Everyone's a different type of envelope. Everyone here's a type of envelope. Everyone's a different type of envelope. Everyone's a different type of envelope. Different type of envelope. Everyone's a different type of envelope. Everybody's a different type of envelope. Everyone's a different type of envelope. Everybody's in a type of envelope.
Ho ho! I'm made of paper!
White Christmas, starring Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye, a movie filmed in VistaVision. Oh my goodness, look at that. They got more information on that film. You can see right through Danny Kaye. I see right through you. I know your name is really
David Kaminsky or something like that. Listen, friends, in the beginning of that movie, they are performing on stage. And the general pulls up with the new general that's going to replace him. And the new general goes like, well, there's no Christmas in the army. And the old general, who walks with a limp and wears a helmet, says like, oh, sorry about it. And he goes and he says to them, hey, or something. I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen it. But I know that Bing Crosby sings White Christmas in it, even though it was already in a movie. Because they're like, oh, it's Irving Berlin's White Christmas. But that song was already in a movie like 12 years earlier, a movie called Holiday Inn. Now, that is not as exciting a name because it sounds like the hotel, right? So, Holiday Inn. What? That's a movie? Yeah, it's where we get White Christmas. And then Santa Claus is coming from town to town. It's from the movie Marriott Courtyard. But they said they have to remake them, though, with different names. Oh, my goodness, that's my gift to you. All I have is my humor. I'm like the little drummer boy. Say, little jokey so-and-so. Little smart, what's this, is what my character is at the manger. So what's your gift? And you go, my gift is my humor. Can I tell some jokes to the baby? So I don't know. I don't know what jokes I would tell to the poor baby. I only steal my jokes. I can't write any myself. I can quip and everything, but I can't do one of those proper walks into a jokes. I wish I could do that. Maybe I could take some lessons. So you write down, if you do it like a diagramming a sentence, you make a little tree and say, what walks into a where? So we know there's going to be some walking into, and then once they get in there, they're going to interact with the bartender who's going to say something suggestive to them, or I don't know what, or set them up for something, to say something funny. And I'm laughing thinking about it. But I know that you have to come up with specifics, and gifts are like that too. You can't just say, hey, I had good intentions. You know what my gift to you this year is? My wholehearted wish, that's when you just slap a so-and-so. You go, that is not a gift. You are using that word too loosely. Well, sometimes I'll say, Hardy, you have gifts. I say, what are they? Oh, you have gab. I go, okay. Is that something, can I re-gift it? Because I don't know how well it's working out for me, and I don't think it fits necessarily. I like receiving presents. I'm not going to lie to you. And my favorite are the kind that keep on giving, like annuities or something like that, where somebody will say, set me up with a trust fund. I'd love that. What a lovely gift. A lot of times you'll get things like that from listeners. They'll say, hey, Hardy, what? I set you up with a steady income. Well, it's fantastic. That's just nice. It's enough to subsist. They go, no. It's a huge income, enough to live like a fairly wealthy, affluent person. And I say, hey, I would rather you take that money and give me maybe double it. I don't know. I'm just trying to. I don't want to. I don't want to self sabotage. But maybe I could even ask for more. If somebody is willing to give you something, you should just keep asking. Maybe there's something more. So if you get a gift, somebody gives you a gift, they go, well, if you're willing to give me, like this expensive vinyl LP, right? That's what I'm thinking. Then maybe I should ask for something more. Do not undervalue yourself. I'm kidding. It's not like selling a house, which is just naturally, ugh. It feels adversarial. Houses feels like they're owned by a series of enemies. And it shouldn't be that way necessarily, I think. I did try to sell to a friend, but then it ended it. The sale of the house was like, can we close on this friendship? Close out this friendship as well as the, go to the title company, make sure that we don't owe each other anything, and then you should leave the country. Which they did eventually. It was so nice, the couple that... they split up because I cursed, because of my curse that I, a lot of times at closings, I'll just put a little, that'll put in a little codicil or something like that, little rider in the, and it'll be a curse. And people don't notice it's in there. And then they, oh no, I don't do that. Oh my goodness. I believe, you don't have to believe in karma. You can just believe in plain old country style consequences. And that's what I look at it. Go, man, this is, karma's just a fancy word. It's like, oh, what you're calling a ruler, we call a rocket. Like everything, it might be a word that you're more familiar with. And so karma is, oh, it's just plain old consequence. And then you know there's slow-moving, molasses-like kind of consequence. And then there's you know, quick-moving, quick-fast, quicksilver consequence where you do something and then bam, you mess around in your mind out. And then there you go. But there's other things that take time. Oh, it's beautiful, really. It's like growing, slow growing fate. Just look at that majestic past there catching up with me. I like it. Look at it. It's grand. It's taken a long time, but it's wonderful. Sometimes it's like being chased by things in your past, some like being chased by a tortoise. And you go, well, that's fine, man. I got lots of distance. But see, you have to sleep, and the tortoise doesn't sleep. And then every time you sleep, well, 8 hours. Imagine how much distance a turtle can cover in 8 hours. And you just got to keep moving. You got to keep running from the past. No, you don't. Oh, how can I cleanse my soul? I know this is going to sound like an oversimplification, but I would say traditional holiday spices. I think you thought I was going to say something spiritual when I'm really going to say something like cinnamon, allspice, cloves. If you just want to buy a little bit of eugenol or isoeugenol or something, and you can just smell that and you go, that smells like all of them. I know. Because life is ideally spicy. They say, that's a spice of life. What's a spice of life mean? I don't know. But all I know is that around the holidays, things are spicy. But not like spicy like my mother thinks. It's, this is so spicy. I mean, any kind of heat or anything, any flavor in food. My mother's descendant from those people. I go, what is that? My gosh, your palate. Your palate, you have the same nerves in your mouth that most people have around their genitals or something. It must be, because like, how can you, like, I don't get it. So sensitive. I can eat some kind of hot pepper stuff, but my mother thinks everything is like, what is this? Because she's bacon, Mom. Oh, my mouth's on fire. But I think it should be able to take a little bit of heat. I guess it's what you're raised with and everything like that. But the holiday spices, as the smell of pine, anything that wafts. And I think that like when you're mulling cider and you got those cinnamon sticks in there and they waft, it's wafting. And you know, you can see wafting has been depicted in art, namely those cartoons where the dog smells a dog biscuit and it starts to float because it is enchanted by the magical aroma of this thing that it loves. And for a dog, it's a combination of bone and butt and everything like that. But for us, it might be something a little more elevated, you know, like spices. And spices come for white people, from exotic places. Places not from around here. Because the spices in a lot of people's background are just stuff that maybe fell in the food. And so that's, what is this? I don't know. It's part of the ceiling. But in other countries, they would grow things, you know, to put in the food and make it, you know, have flavor and smell like all sorts of things. Allspice is a wonderful thing. If you ever go to the Caribbean, say, is this called the Caribbean? And then say, I would like something. Hey, jerk, like that. They'll all turn around. But ask for something made in some kind of traditional way with allspice and thyme and everything like that. And you'll say, well, that's a wonderful. Maybe I'll spend Christmas down there in the Bahamas. I did that one time. Oh, is that crazy? Are you a wealthy person? No, no, it was a budget. You know, the Bahamas aren't, I mean, it's, la. No, I went to a place that looks like, it looks a little like Crawfordville, but it's an island. And it was Exuma. And it was lovely. People there are lovely. Everyone's last name is Roll. And so, which I think is all, I don't know, it's a, it's close to Nassau. I think a lot of people in the Bahamas named Roll. Esther Roll, the beloved actress from, you know, what was that? Good Times. Is it ironic, or they really are having good times because they had love, they have family love. So it wasn't meant like, oh, these are great times. We'd look from the outside, we'd say, how can you be experiencing good times without wealth? And they say, well, we have love and everything, so that's all we need. And then you go, okay, then I won't help. No, no, that's not the message. No, still, let's elevate everyone. But that was the, so I was in the Bahamas there in Exuma one Christmas. I don't remember, it was four after. I feel like maybe Christmas was a travel day. That was one of the things. It's just like, pretend it's not. Then you go to the place where people are incredibly religious and everything's closed. But not, but only on Christmas Day. I don't think it was Christmas Day. It must have been around there. But I was there, and it was a lovely place, because the real spirit of Christmas is embodied in having a swim with hogs and then feeding them wieners. And I think that when I think about Santa, I just think of the fella on the boat going, make sure they know the difference between the wiener and your finger. And, you know, thank God we had swimsuits on and stuff. But the pigs are swimming there too. And what's interesting is, though, so you go to this place in Exuma, you go to this island, there's pigs, and the pigs swim with you, and you can feed them, and they swim around. You swim with these big, proper farm pigs. And but some of them live there, but some of them are tourist pigs that are on vacation. That all, because it's popular with the pig world, too. You know, I've read about this place. There's a place where the pigs aren't just slopping around the farm. They swim in this emerald water in the islands. They're like island pigs. Let's go visit. So they're there too. And with their, I dropped my cell phone. Like that, because they're those kind of farm pigs aren't used to swimming and stuff like that. Because they, it was beautiful though. And then there was on the radio was playing a song. I think it's a Trinidad artist named Baron. He's like a soca artist, and it's this parang, which is like Christmas soca song called, I think it's called It's Christmas. And it goes, it's Christmas, Merry Christmas. And I was eating conch at Big D's Conch Shack there in Exuma, listening to this song, It's Christmas. Yo, 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 like that. And it's Christmas, Merry Christmas. Boy, I won't go to Trinidad. They like their food hot there. I'd like to visit sometime. So not now, probably never. I'm getting older now. I'm not going to go anywhere. That's why records are so lovely. That's why now you just have record parties and say, let's get takeout from somewhere. And at least the house will smell like that place that we're not at. Then I don't have to get on a plane or anything else. You know, it'd be fun. Did you ever see one of those episodes, usually the older episodes of Mission Impossible, and they've got to trick somebody and they think they're being flown overseas when really they're just being moved from one part of the garage to the other? Do you follow? So they put them in this kind of flight simulator kind of thing, blindfolded, and it's just a fake airplane that feels like an airplane. So they put them in the, you're going on an airplane, but they're blindfolded. They got a sack on their head or something. They sit them down. They hear, they go, man, I remember being on an airplane for like 5 hours. I don't know where. And they feel everything. Well, Though they have those simulators. Now, they're not for learning how to fly. They're called kidnapping simulators, and they're very, you can still buy them. And it'd be fun to get one of those. And you go on vacation, you just, I'm going to put my sleep mask on, get on your kidnap Mission Impossible plane trip simulating ride simulator. And then, you know, get off and go, oh, I'm here in the location. But you really haven't left. But then you get to experience the tedium and the, I don't know whether it's phlebitis or whatever you get in your legs where the, you get the blood clots and you go, I may not make it, you know. But I think they got, what is the name for the travel leg? Or for a while, people were, I think, dropping dead of it. And I'm not sure they are anymore. It's, people used to die of different things. Like, I don't know how many people die of Legionnaires' disease now? And I don't know whether it's because there's not as many Legionnaires or people clean their air conditioning. I really don't know which it is. But things change. And our Christmas has changed. You know, bad things can taint it. So I don't like, I used to, as a child, I loved Christmas, but then awful things happen and now, you know, it's a bad, it's a reminder. And, you know, Purim, I thought hard about the Megillah of Esther, and now I think I disagree with Purim and the tradition, and so I've got to think about that, you might say to yourself. And so everybody else is like, oh, they're all full of joy, and they're playing with puppets and opening their stockings and unwrapping their stockings. And what is it? Oh, it's chapstick. And then they're putting on their chapstick, and you're just sitting there, and you think, this is not the same type of holiday for me. And so maybe I'd like to hear, I'd like to sing you a sad Christmas song, but I don't have one written or anything. The holidays. I'm not going to make, that's something that's too important, I think, to just flippantly make up. But what I will do is just play you songs that maybe I've written for another reason, and now I'm giving them to you as a gift. I'm saying, oh, right, I made this for you. Really? Yeah, because it just sounds like something that you had on a previous show or were going to use and didn't. No. No, this is a gift. I was thinking about you. I was going, I think I'll make a parody ad about frozen corn for my good friend. James. I'm sorry. I love you so much. I know your face. I forgot the name again. Or I forgot the face a little bit. But that's the spirit I'll remember every time. I know it's you. I recognize you. Your big heart there. All we have are one another. Oh, I know. I don't know if that's bad news or whether I'm spreading the gospel. It wouldn't be bad if all we had were one another, if we were okay. But yeah, I think you're sensing what I'm sensing. It's like, uh-oh, you know, who are you? But I'm trying to be a better person. And I think by better person, all I mean is responsive to those around me. I'm not going to change who I am fundamentally, but I want to notice more. And be there more, and maybe not help more, but to know when not to help, and know when to just go home and rest. And I hope that's the signal I get mostly when I become more observant. Is, hey, you know, maybe you should go have a sandwich. And I go, I'll do that. Is that how I can help and contribute? Yes, you know, maybe just less hard on yourself. I've thought about that. I thought about, I should change the world by writing a book. I think I have a book in me. Why do you think that? Because it feels like there's something square in my round intestines. I don't know whether it's a tiny book that I ate in the middle of the night because I was acting out in my dreams, whatever kind of paralysis chemical didn't deploy in my brain, and so I started physically acting out my dreams, and maybe one of them had to do with eating a small book. So I have one in me, and I'd love to pass it if I could, and I haven't got a publisher. No one's interested. I don't have anything to write about. I just want my name on it. I just want the attention. I just want to be thought bright and clever. Is there a shortcut to that? Because I don't, writing the book, seems awfully tedious, and I'm not sure I have anything to say. And I really think it would have to be a tremendous, hoax for me to do such a thing. And isn't there just a way to publicly declare, hey, I'd like to be thought of as something I'm not. Could you let me have a touchdown? Just everybody like, oh, whoops, we're looking the other way.
Thank you, guys.
That's the way I'd love that. But I am going to be honest. I'm not sure I could really write a book or anything.
Hey, you should do an album. I don't know about my, the attention span thing. It's so wonderful, and I feel
blessed in a way because I there's so much I don't remember constantly from one minute to the next. And it frees me a lot of times. Sometimes people are yoked by their past. You know how it is. You get that hogs all up in your yoke. And you have to wear the past around yourself. And you carry it with you like an oxen. You say, I'm yoked by my past. I'm carrying this cart full of expectations. And the glare, look at my relatives. Now they're just disembodied eyes looking at me from the cart that I'm pulling around. I don't even turn around anymore. I'm just so used to pulling all these burdens that I'm yoked by the past. Who am I? I'm oxen number two. But you're not. The yoke hasn't been on in a long time. You just haven't noticed. Look, poof, 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 oxen. I have no special powers. I'm just letting you know because I'm not you, so I can look at you and say, your yoke is gone. You're free.
Well, I don't know. Freedom can be really horrible. When I knew what to do, what my purpose was as an oxen.
That's why I'm glad that you gained your freedom around me, because now I can exploit it by replacing it with some purpose that selfishly helps me. Oh, no. No, you're lucky you did around me, because I won't do that. So what you need to do is you need to self-delude, because now you've probably been acting out other people's expectations that are delusions and based on a misperception of reality. And then just do that yourself. And don't be resentful when it turns out that you were wrong about the whole nature of the world and yourself. Everyone is. It's a heck of a thing. And the reason they say, well, if there's a God, why does it bother God? Because God's, I imagine, look at his watch going like, I know it seems bad, but like it's over so quickly that I'm just going to stall you. And then, you know how it is. He said, I'm going to wait them out. Because people's lives are pretty short. I guess if you're all powerful, if you're kind of almighty, they say, I'm going to just wait. They'll be fine. Boop, yep, that's it. Phone call stopped. So maybe that's what's going on. I don't know. I'm not the one to ask. My goodness, I came into this world confused. And then went through this horrible, horrible period of certainty. So now I'm back at the other end. I'm safely at the completely confused and baffled end that I was when I emerged from Mom. Popped out like, whatever. Who was the rabbi that was in the cave for so long? That one. So I was like that. So it was only 9 months. It seemed like a long time. But I have emerged and I've been born. Have you ever been born again? It was a religious movement. I said, if you can be born again. And they go, oh my gosh. That's a lot to ask. Can I wait until after death? There's some religions where I can do that. You all do it in a different order. So some religions are like, you'd be born, you die, you'd be born again. And then there's some like, you'd be born, they go, do it again. You go, whoa, wait. I mean, how's that even work? I mean, do you get to heaven, they go, die again. I go, I don't want to die, I just died. Well, but do you now die again in an elevated way? I can't. I don't know what you're talking about. So I only know how to do, I'm a very basic person, I think. I'm like one of those rolls, like dinner roll. I'm a dinner roll of persons. And you say, that's not bad. Slap some butter on me. Or you can be inventive and put serrano ham or, oh, I don't need ham. Well, I don't know, man, like fake prosciutto. Put that on there or some fake soy gabagool would be nice on a bland dinner roll. I'm just spitballing. And spit? That wouldn't be too great. Depends on what spit. What if there was like some kind of creature made a I had that at a bar mitzvah. They had in the buffet, there was a chocolate golem. There was a creature made entirely of chocolate. Usually they do them out of clay. This was a golem made of chocolate. And it was just like you'd bring your I don't know, it was strawberries or something up, and the golem would go like that. But it was chocolate. So it was like a take on a chocolate fountain, the spitting chocolate golem. But I thought, it's like, wow, I don't know, these people were from Prague, I think, but like, wowie. You know, you get creative with that, especially around the holidays. I love visiting with you. Are we friends? I'm only here. I started out trying to spiritually uplift people, but I quickly found out I don't know how to do that. But perhaps I can just, I used to make fun of celebrities and entertainers patting themselves on the back for being a distraction to people, and that being some kind of amazing transformative thing, you know, almost like delivering them. But I'm thinking that maybe, you know, just tricking and deluding and distracting and fooling and maybe that is it. Maybe that is the highest spiritual thing that you can do, really, and that the priests of this world are the Penn and Tellers of this world are the priests. But we don't want priests, do we? So God bless them. Let's everybody should learn magic tricks, maybe, so that we don't need Las Vegas at all. It'd be wonderful if we could just, Las Vegas could be in our hearts, and that we don't need that on the outside. That's sort of like I guess that's the Pharisees versus Sadducees kind of thing. I don't really know. I don't know. I'm not a theologian. Oh my goodness! Can you imagine having to explain it? All I know is this: that I feel moved and amazed when kindness is shown to me. I'm moved to tears when I'm shown grace and forgiveness. When I am loved, I feel something coursing through my veins that is transcendent. Then I crave it. And it must be, it seems to me, close to the meaning of life. And so I have received it. I feel like a good way of getting it's giving it. And perhaps that's how it's done. Maybe this love, this kindness is a Christmas fruitcake that we give back and forth that no one ever really has to open, because it's the giving that matters. You say, hey, I recognize, I acknowledge that you are another human person, a needy creature like myself, that we are scared and alone in this world, but I see something in you that reminds me that perhaps I am not alone. I feel connected to something larger, something that doesn't feel small in a vast universe. Oh, what can that be? And we know it. We see it in each other. And we see it in the stars. We see it in the sky. And we see it in acts of compassion and love and sacrifice and gentleness and kindness. We see it and we are moved, and it freezes us in our tracks sometimes more than any explosion or scary thing. This colossus of love, this King Kong of belonging and affection and beauty. Wow. Just wow. I'm having a numinous experience just looking into your eyes and seeing the love. Not that kind of sparkly love, not the anime eye love, but a real love where I say, let's choose not to be our lower selves. Let's choose not to be predatory, and maybe that dooms us, but I've got news for you. We're doomed anyway. No one gets out of here alive. No amount of predation will deliver you from your ultimate fate. But I can show you a way to take this moment now, which is all there is anyway, and bring it to the highest level possible. Release it. Free your heart. Say, I am completely powerless in this universe, and I submit myself to this greater power of affection and love, and who knows what it is, and I may never know it, but I can feel it, and I feel it in you, and I feel it when I look at things that are majestic. I feel it when I look at the holy other, and I feel it when I speak to you. And I feel it when I hear children giggle, when I hear a silly giggle. And I want you to, you can find your silly giggle and your sage elder, and they can live together in you. And if you've got to visualize it like that, do so. And they're hand in hand. They watch out for one another, and they remind each other of each other's deficiencies. So I hope that you're teaming up tonight. You know, may not live to be a sage elder, but you were once a giggly child and may still be. And so hold hands around that fire. Smell the spices. Take it in. Wish joy to the tree. And I want you to have a wonderful holiday season. Oh, my goodness. What a year it's been. I'm going to leave you out with some silly songs, and then I'll come in and wish you a good call letters and a Merry Christmas.
I like flavor.
My whole family likes flavor, especially in their bread. That's why I serve them flavor bread. The most flavorful bread there is for sandwiches or just eating anytime.
Flavor bread. Flavor bread. TBC, Channel 9 in Bropus.
You know when it's tough, rough country rough. When that rough country, rough tough country, well, tough enough tough country. Same thing, Ronald, old ragged, raggedy old red shanty, that's the country tough, that's the man tough. You know it, they know it. Country tough know it, Dave. Rough and ragged.
be Jesus. He does what he pleases. He pees when he sneezes. His knees are always freezing for clothing choice reasons. There's a big cross breeze that's strange for the season. What is it, April? Compatible, sustained rain for the many flowers. I remember April. She's the jazz standard, hand her down from capable staple singers of Miles Davis, Unbound and Doom. Go, 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 hippie Jesus.
Nothing can save you from the terrors of lawn care. Well, nothing but Drinkle. And that's something, Drinkle.
Thirsty Kyle's on the warpath, and he's out to flush out whoever gets in his way. Jet lags. Rabbit doesn't like surprises or parties, so get ready for fireworks on Dad's Gone.
Calm down.
And why does everyone hate Carl?
I don't know.
Why me, Lord? It's Fun Time Thirsties.
Oh, my goodness, friends. It's Christmas evening. And a lot of you opened your presents already on Christmas Eve or the morning. And then we had if you were visited by ghosts, that was last night. So now it's just the night before Boxing Day, really. So I don't feel like there's anything particularly Christmassy around right now. A lot of times people take their decorations down on December 25th at around 3 p.m. So let's just go ahead and do it now. No, I'm kidding. They do that from the year before or something. I don't know. We have people in the neighborhood just leave stuff up year-round now. They're like, I put it up too high, and I don't have that ladder anymore. You are listening to Miracle Nutrition, WFMU East Orange, WMFU. You are listening to Miracle Nutrition, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County in New York City, New York, and online, WFMU.org, worldwide. Oh, it's been a lovely time with you this Christmas. Merry Christmas. I love you.
We'd like to say that in our opinion. Thank you.
Thank you.